To the Power From Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Tried in the Fire Church, where we are having services at our new home at 901 Moorfield Park Drive in the beautiful suburbs of Chesterfield County, Virginia, off of Midlothian Turnpike. I'm telling you, and the zip is 23236. We are a church on fire for Jesus, one where the Holy Ghost said, work. Where the prayer of faith is being prayed, bodies can be healed, miracles can take place, and the word of God is preached to the people that the folks may get themselves ready to meet Jesus. Praise God. Now stay tuned for a powerful message preached at the Trial of Fire Church on Easter Sunday. Praise God. Praise God. Talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Because I'm telling you, he's a God of the living. And not a God of the dead, praise God. I'm telling you. So stay tuned for this exciting message coming from the Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter, praise God. And at the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith that you might receive a miracle from God, because the Lord has a blessing with your name on it, praise God. Now call a neighbor, tell a friend, to tune into this radio station. Let them know the Power From Heaven radio broadcast is on the air. Now let's get ready to go to church and be blessed by this message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Darlene is going to be our reader. reader today. She's my good reader. Praise the Lord. One of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. She's going to read, amen, from the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
Amen. Now Lazarus was sick. Now people get sick now. Amen. So much sickness is out there in the land. People be having different types of ailments and what have you. But Jesus come to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
And fix it so you ain't got to suffer like that.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Lazarus was sick. And what did he say?
It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
Yeah, now that was, amen, the one that, praise God, repaired at Jesus' feet. And wiped, amen, her tears washed his feet, and he wiped it where she wiped his feet off with her hair. That was her brother.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. What did he say?
Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, to whom thou lovest is sick.
Amen. Now he went to talk to Jesus because Jesus was healing all manner of sickness and disease, destroying the works of the devil. Praise God. So he knew Jesus could do it. So he sent word to him, said, He who thou lovest is sick. But Jesus loved it, Lazarus.
Yes, he did.
Praise God. Amen. Lord Jesus come and heal him.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. What did he say?
But Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
Amen. Now, Jesus is going to take this opportunity to let people know, not only he come to heal people of sickness and disease, but he could do something great.
Yes.
More powerful than that.
Amen.
Amen. We serve a mighty God.
Amen. Yes, the mighty God.
Amen. It's time to take the limit off of God.
That's all right.
The Lord, my God, can do anything.
Yes.
The Lord can deliver you no matter what you're tied to, what you're bound in.
That's right.
The power of God will bring you out.
Yes, it will bring you out. Yes.
Amen. The Lord will bring you out.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Now Lazarus was sick, and Jesus was healing people like on the wood from sickness and disease. Amen. Casting out devils and all that stuff. He was doing all that. Amen. But this is, he's going to do something greater. So he just would sit back and let him, amen, be sick. And what happened?
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
Uh-huh.
When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was.
Amen. Just kept on staying there.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't go right there.
No, he did.
Just kept on staying there. Amen. One thing about God, amen, you can't hurry him. You just got to wait.
That's right.
You got to trust him and give him time.
Amen.
No matter how long it takes. He's a God you can't hear.
Alright.
But he'll be there. Don't you worry.
That's right.
He may not come when you want him. But one thing you know, he's right on time. He's an on-time God. Thank y'all so much. I tell you, the Lord is an on-time God. He's never too late.
Never late.
Amen. Jesus was never too late.
No.
I'm telling you, amen. He waited 2 more days.
He sure did.
Oh, amen. But he's never too late.
No, never too late.
Amen. And what happened here, Sister Darlene?
And after that, said he to his disciples, let us go unto Judea again.
Amen. Now, after 2 days, he said, now it's time to go. Let's go.
That's all right now.
Amen. Now, Jesus was trying to let people know, amen, he can do more than what they can.
already done seen.
Yeah.
Amen. My God can do more than that.
Yeah.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Folks, amen. Like trying to live old weak lives. Like they can't have live right.
Yeah.
And all that. But my God can make this feel strong.
Yeah.
He can get in your soul.
Yeah.
And give you power.
Yeah.
To look that devil in the eye.
Yeah.
And say, Satan, what I have been, I ain't gonna be no more. Amen. I'm telling you, we serve a strong man. Amen. Jesus is a strong man.
Yeah.
Amen. He's a strong man.
Yeah.
He get on the inside. He calls you to love instead of hate.
That's right.
He calls you to forgive.
Yes.
And don't hold no grudge.
That's right.
I'm telling you, called you to, amen, to treat people right.
Yeah.
Amen. Love your enemy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You, amen, you can treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. You can love and treat people, amen, with love and kindness.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because you got the power of God in your soul. Can't y'all say amen? No, because, amen, because we serve a strong God. A mighty God.
A mighty God.
Amen. We ain't got to have no weak testimony. Amen. Praise God. That we just, amen, just can't hide it. Amen. And talk about it, amen. Praise God, amen. And I'm telling you, amen. Say it, amen. And I'm up sometimes and I'm down sometimes. Amen. And say, amen. I have to pray every day for the Lord to forgive me for this. And Lord, forgive me for that. We ain't got no weak testimony like that.
No.
Praise our God. But we serve a strong God.
Yeah, yeah.
A mighty God. Calls us to be free.
Amen, amen, amen.
Go, go. Amen. Got victory over the devil.
Yes.
Got victory over sin.
Yes.
Got the devil where he belongs. That is under my feet.
Yes.
When the devil is on your feet, amen. Praise our God. You got power to look that devil in the eye and say, Satan, get behind me.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Praise our God. Then after 2 days, he said, now it's time to go.
Yes.
Now, if there was some of y'all, you would say, what you waiting so long for?
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Sometime, yeah.
What you waiting so long for? Praise God. But Jesus waited 2 days.
Yes.
And then he decided to go.
Yes.
Over to go. Amen. What is that, Sister Darlene?
His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again?
Amen. And the devil, amen, praise God, was trying to stone Jesus. Amen. But Jesus will go there again. But amen, I'll tell you, praise our God, they can't do no more than God allowed them to do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when you're protected by God, I'll tell you, the devil can't do no more than God allowed him to do.
That's right.
And you got the greater power in your soul.
Yeah.
Can't y'all say amen?
Yeah.
The Lord can take care of you.
Yeah.
Amen. Put a shield around you.
Yeah.
And keep you safe among your enemies.
Amen.
Can't y'all say amen?
Yeah.
And Jesus, amen. Amen. Working for you. Amen, because he was the master.
Right.
I'm telling you, he went on down there.
Right.
Amen, amen. If the devil was mad, talk about you want to stone him. But Jesus goes, I'm going down there anyway.
All right,
now. Glory to God. Because it wasn't his time yet.
Right.
Praise our God.
Right.
I'm telling you, amen, when it's not your time, God will take care of you.
Amen.
He'll take care of you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. I'll tell you, amen, God will take care of you. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
God will take care of you.
Yes,
amen. On the job the other day, amen, I was trying to tell the guy, amen, do this and don't do that. Amen. And he got mad, amen, and got upset, amen, and he was behind the door. He got so mad, amen, he was going to hit the glass at me. and all that. You're a bad deal.
Uh-huh.
Good God. But I'll tell you, God's going to calm them down.
All right, now.
I said, God, calm them down, y'all.
Yes, they did.
Hallelujah. Let you know, by God, can do anything.
Yes, he can.
By God, can do anything.
Yes, he can. Amen.
Amen. God can do anything. I'm telling you, amen. That's why I preach, amen. Folks say you can't live free from sin. My God can do anything.
Yes, yes, yes.
He can fix the soul, you can be all right.
Yes,
he can fix the soul, you can love one another.
Yes, he can.
He can fix the soul, you can treat people right.
Yes, he can.
He can fix the soul, you can walk with victory over sin.
Yes,
he can fix the soul, you can shout victory over sin.
Yes,
can y'all say amen?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise our God. I'm telling you, the Lord can heal you.
Yeah.
Amen. When the doctor said it's impossible, but God said, yes, it can be done. The Lord can heal you of cancer,
yeah.
High blood pressure, sugar, diabetes,
yeah.
Arthritis.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Lord can heal your eye disease.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the power of God will set you free.
Amen.
Can't y'all say amen? Can't y'all say amen?
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Now, God say amen. Praise our God. Was amen. He had put him in the group. Amen. Now, they went past the, amen, Jairus' daughter.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They went past the lady's son that was carried out. They was carrying him out. Glory to God. Amen. He had done the put the man in grave clothes.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
And put him in the tomb.
Yeah.
And then seal the tomb up.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm telling you.
Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. God is never too late.
Yeah.
He's never too late.
Too late. Never too late.
He's never too late.
He never
what that Bible says, Sister Darlene?
It says his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well.
Amen.
Now, being Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep.
Amen.
But Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Amen. Now, amen. When Jesus said the man sleep, he thought the man was sleeping like we take a rest. Because he couldn't see like Jesus sleep. And the world now can't see like Jesus sleep. Amen. Folk now can't see like Jesus sleep.
Yes, and people now cannot see like the Jesus. They're blind in the world of sin. I'm telling you. Thinking they got to sin all the time. But I've got news to let you know. Jesus came into the world to bring you out of sin. Yes, he did. That's why he shed his blood on Calvary's cross for. The blood not only will forgive you of your sin, but it will cleanse you, wash you, take that sinful nature out of you to make you a child of God, make you born again, praise the Lord. Yes, just like Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, out the tomb, the power of God will get you out of sin. Yes, he will. Set you free. Praise God. And put your name on heaven's road. Make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. Brand new on the inside. Born again by the power of God. That's what salvation can do. Praise God. That's why I buy time on radio. And I preach the gospel on the internet. I preach the gospel on our website. Spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Because people need to hear to let you know Jesus come to save you from your sin. Not in your sin, but from your sins. And set you free. And heal your body of all sickness and disease. This is a powerful message. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. That you might receive a miracle from God. Because today could be your day for a miracle. Let's get ready, praise God, for amen, the prayer of faith. Praise God.
If I could hear my mother pray, amen.
Let's, amen. man touch the radio as a point of contact, as we touch and agree that the Lord may work a miracle in your life. Praise God. So let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Let you know you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Though they're in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow down transgressions. Cast down sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in their soul. Put that peace and love in on the inside. Want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, eye disease, whatever the problem is. Lord, destroy the works of the enemy. Lord, deliver the people from the high blood pressure, from the put the sugar back on the normal level. Lord, destroy that cancer demon and cast it out. Lord, that eye disease. Lord, strengthen the eyes. Lord, give them 20/20 vision. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Clear the eyesight of the cataracts. Lord, deliver the people. Open up blind eyes. Unstop deaf ears. Lord, cause the people to be healed in their legs. They can walk. Get them out of wheelchairs. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for your deliverance. Say, I'm healed by his stripes. Just give the Lord the praise. Praise God. Just give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise what you believe the Lord done for you. And drop me a line. Let me know so I can praise God with you. You can address all mail to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast at P.O. Box 38182 in Richmond, Virginia. And the zip is 23231. That is P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. You can click on our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. The Heaven Bound Train website, www.heavenboundtrain.org. That is the Heaven Bound Train website, www.heavenboundtrain.org. Then you can send me a testimony. Contact me through that website. Praise God. We'll get through email. We can respond back to you. Amen. Praise God. Those of you who like to give yourself financial support, you can do so by our PayPal button on our website. Large or small, your gifts are greatly appreciated to help us to pay radio bills and to help us to spread the gospel. Praise God. You believe in this strong ministry? Be a supporter of it, that we might be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to more radio station. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to a 10-hour service at the Trial and Fire Church. We're located at 901 Moorfield Park Drive, Richmond, Virginia. Amen. Our zip is 23236. Our Bible school at 10 a.m. Our worship service at 12 noon. Till next broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes saying, God love you. I love you. May God bless you. Praise God. God bless you. Praise God. The Power from Heaven radio broadcast production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.